Greetings, Martha.
Oh, you startled me, Simon. I didn't see you coming.
I'm sorry.
No harm done.
I'm rather surprised to see you here among the flowers. Usually you're at work in the house, cleaning, dusting, and cooking. It's Mary whom I'd expect to find out here.
I'll go get her.
No. It's really you I wish to talk to.
Yes?
It's about Jesus. He's on his way to the feast at Jerusalem. As usual, he will stop here for a rest. I wish to give a feast in his honor for healing me of leprosy.
You need my help?
Would you? Oh, I do need you. You're so clever about such things. Oh. If you'd take charge of the feast and arrange everything, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I suppose I could.
And maybe you could get Lazarus to come as my guest. It would be quite an honor for me to be able to have as guest one whom Jesus has raised from the dead. My feast will be the talk of the countryside.
Mm, so it's Lazarus as guest that you really want.
Oh, Martha, you can come as guest, too. After you're through in the kitchen, of course.
What about Mary?
Well, I don't know. After all, her reputation is not all it should be, you know. No, I'd rather just Lazarus and you.
Well, Simon, I don't believe your reputation is exactly Lily White. Some seem to
think. But that's why I'm giving this feast, and why I want everything to be perfect. All the best people will be sure to come if Lazarus is here, and then they'll have to invite me to their homes. I'll be respected again.
Simon, you know what a close-knit family we are. I don't believe Lazarus or I would want to come without Mary.
Oh, very well. Have her come, too. Well, will you help me, Martha, please?
Well, I can't speak with certainty for Mary and Lazarus, but because they love Jesus so much, I feel sure they'll come just to be near him.
Oh, thank you, Martha. I'll go and speak to Mary and Lazarus right now.
This is one of the best we have.
I want the very best. Second best won't do.
Well, this one then, but it's very expensive.
I'll take it, please.
Oh, I didn't know you were that rich, Mary.
I'm not. I sold some things that were very dear to me, just so I could buy this.
Ah, for the dead.
Yes, but he isn't dead yet.
What?
He says he's going to die, be crucified. I love him very much. He has forgiven me of my sins, so many sins, and he treats me as if I were as good as anyone else.
Well, he must love you, too.
Oh, he loves everybody, everybody.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm sure he does.
Welcome home, Jesus, my Lord. Come in and rest.
Thank you. I always find peace and rest here, Lazarus. Thy sisters?
Martha's over at Simon's, helping prepare a feast in thy honor. Mary, no telling where she is. In the garden, by the fountain. She could be anywhere. She loves things of nature.
I wish you would tell me something, Lazarus. It is very important. In fact, it will answer a question no one as yet has been able to answer. You were dead about 4 days.
Right.
During that time, what did you feel, see, think, experience?
I slept. I awoke when I heard Jesus call me. When I walked out of the cave, I saw Jesus and a host of relatives and friends. My heart is filled with gratitude to Jesus.
Surely you have more than that to...
Lazarus?
Excuse me, Simon calls. Yes, Simon?
Jesus raised you from the dead, and he healed me of leprosy. So you will sit at the feast on the right hand of Jesus. I shall sit on his left. The disciples shall sit next, and the rest will have other places assigned.
So the feast in honor of Jesus begins. Martha serves the table, while Mary, her sister, listens eagerly to every word from the lips of Jesus. In his mercy, Jesus had pardoned her sins. He had called forth her beloved brother from the grave, and Mary's heart is filled with gratitude. It is with joy that she now hears many at the table declaring that Jesus is about to be crowned king.
That box of ointment of spikenard. He isn't going to die. He is going to be king. I shall be the first to anoint him. I'll open the box and anoint his head and feet.
Yeah, I smell something very fragrant, very expensive. Oh, it's Mary. She's anointing the head and feet of Jesus. Oh, what a waste of money.
Did you say something, Judas?
Oh, look at Mary, pouring that expensive perfume on the master's head and feet. It's a waste of money, and we badly need money to help the poor.
You should know, Judas. You're a man of great influence and learning. Your concern for the poor is heartwarming. Why don't you speak up? Tell all the disciples what's going on.
Yes. Yes, I will. My fellow disciples, the costly ointment Mary uses, why wasn't it sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?
Let her alone. To anoint my dead body has she kept this. But instead she uses it now while I can smell the sweet savor of the ointment and of her love. The poor ye always have with you, but me ye have not always.
John, you are the closest of the disciples. I wonder if Jesus knows what manner of woman Mary is. If he were a prophet, as he claims, he would know that she is such a great sinner that merely the touch of her hand defileth.
Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee.
Say on, master.
There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, the creditor frankly forgave both of them. Tell me, Simon, which, in your opinion, will love the creditor the most?
Well, I suppose that he to whom the most was forgiven.
Thou hast rightly judged. Simon, I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet. But this woman hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss. But this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. I say unto thee, Simon, this woman's sins, which are many, are forgiven, and for this she loveth much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Mary, thy sins are forgiven.
I thought to honor Jesus by inviting him to a feast, but I see now that real honor to the Master lies in loving and obeying him, doing unto others as I would have them do to me. Thank you, Lord, for showing me truth.